Hi, and welcome to Unashamed, a Smut Lovers podcast, where we just want to talk about smut. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Kelsey.
All right, and it is time for another read-along. We are doing The Tragedy... Oh, fuck, I don't actually know where the book is.
The Tragedy of Felix and Jake by Jay Daniels.
Okay. So anybody who read the last book knows that I'm not exactly super excited about it. But I will attempt to temper my opinion.
So we have put this book off a ton of times because it sounds like it's going to be super angsty. But reading the author's note, I do not believe this is typically an angsty author.
No.
I don't think I've ever read Jay Daniels.
I don't either. I'm also reading the Child Loss.
Okay. The trigger warnings are drug use, parental abandonment, suicidal ideation, and child loss. So basically the gist of this book from the blurb is essentially they're both in AA, I'm assuming, a program of some sort. And they have like a sponsor-sponsee type relationship. And, oh, it does not say if it's AA, some kind of program. They have a sponsor-sponsee type relationship. And that means that they like should not be together. That's not good for anybody's recovery. We've talked about it on the podcast before. We won't get into it too heavy, but Courtney and I have been friends for like 22, 23 years at this point. And we met at an AA meeting.
We did. Yeah. Both of our parents were in the program. And yeah, that's how we met. And we've been friends for so long. Yeah. So, yeah. A little bit of a background on AA, you're not actually supposed to be dating at all, or like if you're single when you first enter the program, you're supposed to wait. Like, I think it's like once you have your like year chip.
Yeah. First year, it is not recommended to start a new relationship. I met my husband at a meeting or meeting adjacent, whatever. And so that was like a thing why we waited to get together until he got closer to getting a year. So it's a thing. And I don't know. It does say in the author's note that she is not an addict. So she doesn't have personal experience with this, but she does know what it's like to love an addict and to stop loving an addict. So that's interesting.
Which I feel like is a relatively unique experience coming from someone who grew up loving an addict and knowing an addict. Yeah, I feel like that does give a unique view. But also, I guess if you haven't been there, you know, it's hard to understand exactly where they're coming from.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how she does with this book. She does say that it's something that was on her heart for a long time, but she wanted to give it the justice it deserved. So it took her a long time to write this book. And she makes a comment that she's usually a comedy author. So we'll see. This book has been highly recommended many times. Like, I've seen this book recommended over and over and over again for a long time. It's got a lot of great reviews. I'm not too worried that we're gonna like it.
No, I'm sure it'll be. And we have read the Blue Diamond series had a lot of really good like books with this particular topic addressed. And I think if it's done well, which I'm excited to see what this author does, because
oh, the Black Diamond.
Isn't that what I said?
No.
They say blue diamond? Like,
what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, it took me a second.
I don't know. I was thinking, I'm watching CSI Vegas. And then I keep hearing they were like, they just had a case on blue diamond.
And I live fairly close to Blue Diamond, in case anybody was wondering. It's a street in Vegas.
Yeah.
That's funny. So, yeah, I was like, what the hell? It took me a second to realize what series you were talking about.
Black Diamond, which was a resort slash rehab center. We did a whole series on it. We did, I think 12 out of 13 books, or like 11 out of 13 books or something. A couple of them we didn't read for various reasons.
Yeah, fucking sabotage. I'll never get over it.
Okay. Nicole is struck in from our author list.
Fuck her. So anyways, the midway point for this book is quite funny. There's not chapter numbers. There's chapter titles in this book. Have you already found it, Courtney? Or would you like me to
tell you? The B is for boyfriend and butt fucking.
Sorry, please just keep reading.
It is really funny. So maybe, you know what? I am actually kind of excited to see like the levity maybe that is brought to, because I love a little levity with my tragedy. Like, I'm not like Kelsey. I don't want to be like,
I like a little levity
and whipped. I want a little bit of like happiness to get me through.
Yeah, I mean, I want a little, but like also fuck me up. But put me back together. Like, don't leave me fucked up. I need some aftercare. So, yeah, the midway point is B is for boyfriend and butt fucking. Sorry, please keep reading. So if you need to mark that, mark it, because there's no chapter numbers.
All right. For those of you reading along, go to that point and come back. Pause here.
Okay, we're back.
Yes. It was really good so far. It was not nearly as angsty as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, I have a complaint.
Okay.
I don't know if you noticed the same thing, but the ease in which he just saw drugs and threw away a year of sobriety was like slightly unrealistic to me. Premise of this is that he has had over a year of sobriety. He has been attending meetings daily. He has a good relationship with his sponsor. He is sponsoring other people and just not even a second thought.
Yeah, but I mean,
like, you have to think about where's your toolbox? Right, yeah. I get that, but it should have been fleshed out more. I'm not saying that the relapse shouldn't have happened, but it should have been fleshed out more than, oh, there's drugs. Oh, I relapsed. Oh, my sponsor found me. Oh, I'm going to start sponsoring my sponsee again. Bang, bang, boom. No, that's not how any of this
works. That I agree with. If we had seen more of a scene with him, like, sitting there with the choices and maybe, like, an internal thing and then him relapsing, I feel like it would have been a lot more fleshed out. Because you're right, it just kind of like it was like bing bang boom. It was like Felix or Felix kicks him out and then he goes missing for a few days. We don't see any of his point of view on any of what's happening within the last few days until he shows up.
Not even a few days, it was a few hours. It was all the same day.
Wasn't he gone for like a couple of days before?
No,
it was like a week. He was gone for a weekend.
I thought it was all the same day.
I thought it was like,
that's why I was like,
it was like a couple.
No, it was just long enough for him to sober up. And then he went over to Jake's house.
Okay.
His sponsor.
No, yeah, I agree with you that it definitely wasn't. It wasn't fleshed out well. And it wasn't like, I don't know where I got that it was like a couple of days, but I assumed he like maybe did more drugs and then like went to his sponsors and then like sobered up and then saw him like a couple of days, you know.
No, he took the one pill, he snorted the one line, and then he, his sponsor found him and brought him to his house until he sobered up and then brought him over to Jake. So it might have been like a day, but it was not a long time, a time period at all.
Yeah. So, no, I agree with you there. That's a little ridiculous. Okay. I was thinking, I had already almost finished the half of the book, and a thought popped into my head, and I told Kelsey, I was like, I have a theory, and I don't like the theory. I don't want to be right about this, but I think Riley is going to lose the baby. Because there's child loss in the trigger warnings, and first and foremost, this is a male-male romance. Also, I don't think it can be the ex-girlfriend. Because it's, I think a few months elapsed, like in between their breakup and everything else. Like they would know already, right? If she was pregnant with his baby.
Yeah, she did text like him thing. Though.
She did, but I feel like it's been what, like 4 months maybe plus since they broke up, or like so, and we don't even know when she saw him before that, because she sent him a Dear John letter, basically, and was like, hey, so my neighbor's here, you're not. We're over, which is what started his relapse in the first place, what started the entire events of the book. So we don't even know how many months it was since they saw each other last anyway. Then months have elapsed since then. Like, she'd be at least halfway through her pregnancy almost at this point if it was his. Like, and maybe she is hiding it, and maybe, like, it is, like, him. But I think it's going to be, like, this is her. Like, I think maybe it's going to have something to do with Jake. Or whatever, like there's going to be like some event where she loses the baby, and that's what brings like a huge amount of angst to the story, because child loss is a really hard.
Yeah, I don't really have a theory yet. I mean, that's what makes the most sense as far as like trigger warnings and what we have so far in the book. Mm-hmm. But I don't know yet. I haven't seen enough foreshadowing to really say one way or the other. I don't know about that. I'm not going to speculate. What you're saying makes the most sense, though.
I don't want to be right, just for the record. If it's anything else, I'll be happy. Well, I don't know about happier, but I'd rather it not be that. I'd rather be wrong. So.
Yeah, there's I like the book. I like the writing style. I like that it's a lot less angsty than we were expecting it to be. But. In the author's note, she says that she herself has never been an addict, and you can very clearly see that.
Yeah,
it definitely. I also have not ever been an addict, but I feel like 20-something years in the rooms is enough to give me a little bit of perspective about the fact that like this author clearly has not been. I just feel like some of the more touchy situations should have been fleshed out more. Like, you can kind of see the situations where she doesn't have experience, she just skips over.
Mm-hmm.
Where I agree. There should be more there.
Yeah, I agree. It's not bad, though. It's not a bad book. Like, you know, a lot of levity coming to the book, enough to definitely, like, any sort of angsty parts get, like, the tension gets released pretty immediately. So, I like
a little more hurt. So, maybe that's the problem. My mom asked me today. I was eating my spicy noodles and she called me. And I usually don't talk on the phone while I'm eating my lunch, because I like my noodles super spicy. And I'm, like, crying and nose running and, like, just a mess. And so she was like, are you a masochist? And I was like, I mean, yeah. The fuck? Like, what do you think?
The fuck? Oh, man.
So that's a conversation I had with my mom about 30 minutes ago.
Does she listen to the podcast?
No. I don't think so. It was just coincidence that she asked me if I was a masochist.
She was like, I don't know, some of the shit my daughter says makes me think.
Nope, it was just spicy noodles, and she was caught off guard by the fact that I said yes. So.
Yeah.
No shame. I need more shame.
You definitely fit into UT, so there's that.
Yeah. So anyways, I have hopes for this book. I'm not going to say high hopes because it does irk me that we're skipping over the harsh topics in a book centered around harsh topics. But I have hopes for this book. As far as like the levity goes, there's a lot of like fuck it's going on that I don't feel like should just be as fuck it as they are. So I don't know. I have I could go either way on whether or not I'm going to have an issue, but I am enjoying reading the book, so that counts for something.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it too. Well, and see how it shakes out.
Okay, so if you are reading along with us, go ahead and read until the end of the book and come back. Pause here. Okay, we're back. Courtney's sick, so she's going to spend most of her time on mute. I've been sick, but I'm not coughing up a lung, so.
Yeah.
I feel like it's unfortunate that you're sick because I think we would have conflicting feelings about this book.
Well, you start with your feelings. I don't think they'll be as conflicting as you think.
Okay, so, I mean, it was a good book, and I did enjoy it, but it was just, like, not my favorite, I guess is what, like, it boils down to. It just wasn't my favorite. I mean, I read it easily, and I think that I can see how lots of people would enjoy this book. But I don't know. Is that fair to say that, like, not my favorite?
I didn't like this book.
Okay. Like, I think, like, it was dealing with very heavy topics in a very light way, and it felt weird. It felt wrong.
Yeah, and I mean, I feel like there was just one too many relapses.
And not well done relapses.
No. I like that what's his name went to rehab. I do like that they kind of gave like a little bit of a break to the characters in between. But I think it wasn't researched enough, or there just wasn't enough like
pain. There wasn't enough pain. There wasn't enough angst. There wasn't enough seriousness brought to the situation. Like, I feel like this book is kind of insulting to addicts, like the way that it was done.
It felt just very glossed over, which I can understand when you don't have like a personal connection to something like that. It's easier to just kind of like gloss.
Poor Courtney is a mess. She cannot talk.
My chest hurts so bad. So it's really easy to gloss over when you don't know enough about a topic. And like, it's one thing to do it with like certain topics.
Yeah. If you're centering your whole book around alcoholism and addicts, you can't not do your due diligence. Like, you have to make sure that you are researching this enough to be able to tap into that headspace if you're going to be writing about it. Like, it just felt like there was too much levity on really important topics. Now, that's not to say that I don't think this author would be fantastic with like rom-com.
Absolutely. I think that that really would be a very good genre for this author.
And I'm pretty sure that's what this author typically writes.
Yeah, I would definitely read this author again because the writing itself wasn't bad. It was good writing. the characters were very likable. They were cute. However, I just think this wasn't the topic for this author.
Yeah, I agree. So, like, it was enjoyable. It was good. But when it comes down to, like, what we're doing here, which is delving in and really, you know, deep diving on these books and giving, like, honest reviews about them, this was not... Listen, you also have to understand that we're both children of addicts. Like, we grew up going to meetings. So, I mean, like, I've been going to meetings for, you know, 20-something years, over 20 years. So, it's like, that gives us a special kind of understanding that this book just wasn't done as well as it could have been.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, all in all, if you just looked at, like, the book itself, like, the characters and all of that, it's a cute book. It's not bad. It's not the worst book out there. But I just feel like there was a little too much levity when you have a content like this.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess we could talk about what happened.
I don't remember. So, I remember...
We'll just touch quickly on it. So basically, we left off with, I think, with right after Felix's relapse. And then we came back and he, like, just was like, okay, well, I did that and that's over. So I guess I'll be your sponsor again. Kind of shit. Like, no. And then also, will you, like, we can be boyfriends now. And, no. Like, it just was, like, they did everything wrong, which was kind of the whole point. But, it was uncomfortable to read. And then, basically, like, they got rid of the dad, and then, Riley ended up losing her baby, and CJ blamed it on Jake, and then Jake relapsed and overdosed and then went to rehab, and then they lived happily ever after, and that's basically what happened.
I want to say, it's hard to get through a thought while I keep having to pause. So I want to say that was the angstiest part of the book was, and it had nothing to do with really the content of the book. Like, it was about addiction and stuff like that. That was the angstiest part of the entire book. Like, I cried. Oh, that scene, like, with the whole, like, the brother blow up and everything like that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm very emotional. I was also PMSing when it happened, but that was the angstiest part of this entire story, was the breakdown between the brother and everything like that. They glossed over so hard, like, both of the relapses. And
listen, we'll try to edit as best as we can, you guys. But, like, if there's some coughs in there from time to time. She's trying her best, okay?
Trying to mute my mic as soon as, like, I feel it coming on, and I don't think I'm getting it. It's really hard to talk. It feels like I'm breathing sandpaper right now.
That's how I've been this week. So I'm finally starting to feel better, but I'm, like, sleeping all the time. So I don't know. We're both a mess right now.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Not our best work, but we'll get there. Yeah, so it's just... I feel like out of everything that was glossed over, this really had the most angst as far as the story. And I really wanted to be wrong. I wanted it to be like, I don't know, the ex maybe was pregnant and then she lost it, but it wasn't. But yeah, overall, it wasn't the worst book ever. Not my favorite. I would be interested to read this author's
Yeah, I think this author would do really well with rom-com. I just think that this was not... I think that if you didn't grow up the way that we grew up, you might enjoy this book more.
Yeah. And we have seen it done well, too. I mean, it. Like I said, I can't really say anything too bad about this book. It was just certain things, how they were handled. That's not my favorite.
Yeah, I think that's... same for me. It wasn't done like bad. It just wasn't done how I think it should have been.
Yeah. So I've got nothing else.
Me either. I think next week is probably LJ Shen.
Yes. I've been asking Kelsey for... Oh, you know what? I forgot. So I want to put a disclaimer for those of you who... want to read along with this story. This book is no longer on Kindle Unlimited. The entire author has taken all of their books off of Kindle Unlimited. So I'm not going to encourage you to buy the book just because I would never spend money on a book that I can't get for free through KU. But if you want to, that is the route you're going to have to take to read it.
Yeah. I don't know, I occasionally buy books, so I, even though I pay for Kindle, but it's usually off of, like, other sites, so, sorry, I'm distracted by my hair. I was had,
I don't, oh, dude, this, I look like
we fucking have cameras now.
Yeah, we just look at each other, I look like a fucking mess. It's okay.
I do, too. I just woke up. I literally just rolled out of bed and peed. Not that you guys can see it. So anyways, next week is LJ Shen and Parker S. Huntington. It's the second book in their series together, but I believe they're both complete standalones. You don't have to read one to get the other. I think it's just kind of like they cross over in places. So I'm excited. It's going to be a male-female, so buckle in for some vagina.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What's happening? I don't know. I fucked Courtney up. She's not even in the camera anymore.
I started laughing and it coughed. Okay. Yeah, so thank you guys so much. Tune in next week.
And I'm done. I'm out.
Okay, thanks guys, bye!